Okay, let's Bez Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Thought I had Mordechai there. I have you still. Okay. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas of Yemoria, Rav David Sibin, and Rav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Pei Zayin, and we are at the very bottom of Pei. Where are we? No, we are on the, we're on the very bottom of Pei Zayin Amud Beis. One second. I'm sorry, we're on the very bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis. Right. Today's daf is Pei Zayin, and we are on the very, we are on the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis. Here we go, Dr. Joe, good morning. Reb Mordechai, good morning. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, four lines in the bottom, Pei Vav Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hanani ben Akavi, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah permitted a suspended wall above water that goes all the way down. He says such a suspended wall is permitted. So he says the same as Rabbi Hanani ben Akavi. Rabbi Yehuda had Amaron. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion we already saw. We already saw Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that he holds that a suspended wall above water, we say good achis, that the water goes all the way down, and it's you're allowed to take from the water. We consider the wall as going all the way down through the water. Rabbi Hanani ben Akavi, he has an incredible chiddush. Rabbi Hanani ben Akavi, Disani, we learned in the Brisa. Rabbi Hanani ben Akavi, Omer. Gezuztra, if you have a balcony, sheish ba'arba amos al arba amos, the balcony has 4 amos by 4 amos, meaning it's 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim. So he has an incredible chiddush. Chokik ba'arba al arba umemale, you are allowed to chisel out a 4 tefach by 4 tefach hole in the middle of the balcony and use just that hole by itself to fill up to get water from a lake below, even though there's no walls. But Rabbi Hanani ben Akavia says that we magically, imaginarily take the 4 sides of this balcony and fold them down imaginarily. Unbelievable. He says we fold them down and we consider it as if you have walls there. Good morning, Jeremy. Great to have you. Amale Abaye. I'm sorry. Yeah, Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says, who says Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Hanani ben Akavia are saying the same thing? That's a whole different story. The Dil Malohi, maybe these two opinions are not the same. Ad kan lokom Rabbi Yehuda hasam el damar good aches mechitzta. By the case of the wall that's going over the pit, he holds that the wall goes down. Yeah, to say a wall goes down into the water, that we've seen, Aval kof v'god lo. But to say this incredible chiddush that not only does the wall go down, but you actually imaginarily fold down the walls of the gzuztara as if they are wrapping down and making these imaginary walls. Why do you have to say that he holds of that chiddush? Maybe he doesn't hold of such a radical thing. Maybe he doesn't hold of that. And similarly in the other direction. Vad kan lo koran chanai min kavya hasam ela biyama shel teveria. Remember this for the very last line of today's daf, that maybe Rabbi Hanani ben Akavia only said this funny chiddush that you can imaginarily fold down the walls of the balcony and view it as if you have 10 tefachim on all sides. He only said that by the kinneret, by the Yam Shel Tveri, which is the kinneret, Hol v'yesh la ognim, because the kinneret has very steep banks, v'ayoros, and it has cities and communities on the side of it, the Carpathos, and it has other walled-in, fenced-in areas all around it. So it's already not like such a Carmelis. It's more like a Carpath. It's already got walls around it. Makifos also, it's already surrounded. So that's why he was lenient with this funny halacha that he says you could actually bend down the walls of the balcony and make it as if you have walls on all 4 sides. Aval b'shar meimos lo, but he would never say that by a regular body of water. So maybe he wouldn't agree to Rabbi Yehuda even. He wouldn't say good aches mechitzta. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Ulodivri Rabbi Chanani ben Akavi. Now the Gemara is going to say three even bigger chidushim of Rabbi Chanani ben Akavi. Haisa smucha lakolsa v'pachas mishlosh tfachim. Let's say you have a porch that's within three tfachim from the wall, less than three tfachim. Sarech shehe orka arba amos. If its length is 4 amos, which is 24 tfachim, v'roch ba achara saramashehu. And if its width is 11 tfachim and a little bit, that also works. Because again, you fold the two sides, the 24 tfachim, right? You chisel out one tefach and a little bit from the middle of it. You fold down the two outside 10 tfachim on 10 tfachim on each side. And you fold down the width-wise 11 tfachim, you fold down 10 of that. So you end up again with 10 tfachim. You do this imaginary folding business. Unbelievable. So that's one case of imaginary folding that Rabbi Chanani ben Akavi said is okay, according to Abaye. And case two, Haisa Zakufa, let's say the porch wasn't flat, it was straight up and down. It was perpendicular. The porch was perpendicular. Haisa Zakufa, Sarashe Gova Asar Tfachim, if its height is 10 Tfachim, V'rochba Shisha Tfachim Ushnei Mashahuyin. And its width is 6 tfachim and 2 mashahus. How does this work? If you have 6 tfachim, watch. So you have 6 tfachim like this. So you take one tefach and a mashu on one side and bend it on the right. And one tefach and a mashu on the side, bend it on the side. Now each one is within 3 tfachim of the wall. So it's like you got 4 and 4 on each side. And you got the wall itself. And then you got the backside. So again, you have enclosed 10 tfachim by 4 tfachim. So this magical wrapping works to allow you to draw water through this thing. That's case two. Case number three, I'm Rav Huna Bridge of Yeshua. Haisa Omedis Bekeren Zavis. If this perpendicular balcony was at a corner, so you already have two walls. So then, Sarashe Gova Sarat Tvachim, if it's 10 Tvachim tall, Virochba Shnei Tvachim Ushnei Mashahuyin. If its width is just 2 Tvachim and 2 Mashahus, so bend half of it. If it's within 3 tefachim of the wall, so you bend half and say, have one tefach and a mashu in that direction, one tefach and a mashu in that direction, it's within 3 tefachim of the wall, it's lavud, so you have 4, 4, 4, and 4, and 10 tefachim deep, boom, you're in business, you can draw water again. Unbelievable. Says the Gemara, what's all this imaginary walls? The Gemara says, Elohad desanyi Rabbi Chanani ben Akavi, Omer gzustra sheyesh ba arba amos al arba amos, chokik ba arbal arba mamale, heichim ishkachas lo. Where do you actually need to have 4 amos by 4 amos? Says the Gemara, you need that if there's 0 walls. Davida kiasisa. If you're in the middle of the river and there's no walls anywhere, then you need 4 amos by 4 amos. You need 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim. Chisel out 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in the middle. You have 10, 10, 10, 10 on either side of it. Bend them down in the middle of the thing, and then you're like a mortar from a mortar and pestle. Somehow that looks a little bit like a mortar. I don't exactly know how it looks like a mortar, but somehow when you fold down the middle of the slats, so you have a mortar like you could smash down like in a mortar and pestle. Okay, but this is the tremendous chiddush. Remember this for the last line of the daf. Rabbi Chanani ben Akavia says you're allowed to do this imaginary bending. Says the Gemara. New Mishnah. What do you do if you have a stream that runs through your chatzar? Are you allowed to take water from the stream if you have a stream that runs through your chatzar? So amas hamayim, let's say you have a stream, shehi overes b'chatzar, it passes through your chatzar, ein memalan hemena b'shabbos, so you are not allowed to draw water from this stream on Shabbos, unless, ein memalan hemena b'shabbos, elim kein asu l'mechitza gvo asar tfachim b'kniso v'yitziyah. Unless you made in the walls of the stream a 10 tefach high wall at the entrance to the stream to your chatzar and where it leaves your chatzar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this is the same as the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you need a wall at all? You have a wall already. You have the wall of the chatzar. You don't need a wall in the actual walls of the stream itself. The wall of the chatzar is good enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Kosa sha'al gaba tidon mishum mechitza. We say good achis, right? To be matir water, we always say that the water of the chatzar itself goes down. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ma'isa ba'ama shel Ovel, name of a city. Shahayim mamalim men al pizakenim b'shabbos. I know a story like me that they had a wall on top and it was good enough. No, that was talking about a case where the stream itself was not 10 tefachim deep by 4 tefachim wide, so it wasn't a separate rishus. That's why they permitted that. Not because of your wall. They permitted that because it was a small stream, so it wasn't considered to be a separate rishus. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Asa lo b'knitzav, lo asa lo b'yitziv, asa lo b'yitziv, lo asa lo b'knitzav. They made a wall at the entrance, but not the exit. The exit, but not the entrance. Eim ma'am menem b'shabbos. You're not allowed to do it. Eim ken asa lo m'chitz asar tefachim b'yitziv v'knitza. You need to have a 10 tefach wall, both where the stream enters your chatzar and where it leaves it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kosel shal gaba tito mishum mechitzis. You don't need any walls at all. The actual walls of the chatzar are good enough. We say good achis. We view the wall as going down inside the stream. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isa b'amisamayim shayzibah me'eva litzipori v'hoi mamalim enim b'shabas v'yitzkeinim amalo, yisham raya, you can't bring a proof from there. Mishlohoi samuk asar tefachim v'rok v'arbah. That case, it wasn't 10 tefachim deep. And it wasn't 4 tefachim wide, so it wasn't a separate rishus. That's why they permitted it. Not because of your fancy good achis walls, Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara. Now, we're going to have to focus a little bit on this brisa. Let's focus on this brisa. The Gemara is going to present three explanations of what this brisa means. Here we go. Tanya Idach. We learned another brisa. Amas hamayim overes bein achalonos. So here you have a stream that's running in between two rows of houses. In the chatzer, pachos mishlosha mishalshal diyumamali. Now the brisa doesn't say less than three. What? What if this was less than three? The Gemara's gonna have three explanations. If the stream is less than three, then you are allowed to stick a bucket on a string outside your window, lower it into the stream, and take water from it on Shabbos. Shlosha in Mishal should leave my butt. If it's three, if it's less than three, you could do that. If it's three, you can't do that. The Gemara doesn't say what's three. Rabbi Shim Gamliel Omer, the Gemara, Pachos me arba, Mishal should leave my mali, arba, Mishal should leave my mali. If it's less than four, you can take water out of it in the pail, but if it's more than four, you can't. Asks the Gemara, what's three and what's four? B'maya askinan, what are we talking about? Now remember this pshat. Ilema ba'amasamayim gufa. If you'll tell me, we're talking about the width of the stream itself. If it's less than three, you can. Or if it's less than four, you can. Machloikes. Ve'laha d'chi asa rav dimi amar rav yerchanan. But you can't say that pshat. Why? Because this would go against what Rav Dimi, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Ein kamalis p'chusa me'arba. He said, if it's less than four, it ain't no kamalis. So everyone should agree to that. Lema kitanoyim or l'shmaita. You want to tell me that this is exactly the machlokes tanoim? Can there be a karmelis that's 3.5? Is that called a karmelis or not? Doesn't make sense to say that would be the issue. Now remember that because the Gemara is going to come back to this pshat at the end. Ella answers the Gemara be'agaf peha. We're talking about the banks of the stream, not the width of the stream itself. We're talking about lahachlif. We're talking about like this. If one opinion says if the banks of the stream are less than three, it's a makom petur, and therefore you can take the bucket, put it in the river, take the bucket from the river to the makom petur, and then from the makom petur into your house. Because even though you're going from a karmelis into a yerushas hayachid, if you stop in the middle on the makom petur, you're allowed to do that. That's what the Gemara assumes. And the machlokas is, what's the size of the makom petur? Is a makom patur only something below four? Meaning anything below four is a makom patur. And the other opinion says, no, anything below three is a makom patur. But if it's more than three, it's not a makom patur. So that's the machlok. That's the machlokus. What's called a makom patur? But it seems like everyone agrees that you're allowed to go from a karmelis to a makom patur and a makom patur to a rishus hayachid. That's okay. Asks the Gemara, really? It's okay to go from a karmelis to a makom patur and a makom patur to the rishus hayachid? That's okay? Says Gemara, wait a second. V'haki asa Rav Dimi amar Rav Yochanan. But this goes against something else that Rav Dimi said in the name of Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Makom she'ein bo arba al arba. If you have a place that's less than four tefachim by four tefachim, like a fire hydrant, it's a makom petur. If it's in between a rishus harabim and a rishus hayachad, remember we had this already a bunch of times. Mutalim Nerishas Hayachid, Vilav Nerishas Aram Lakasif, a love. both sides, if it's in between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid, so the Rishus HaRabim people can put stuff down on it, and the Rishus HaYachid people can put stuff down on it. But what can happen? You can't go from the Rabim to Yachid, uvelvad shelo yachlifu, but you can't have the people from the Rabim put it down in the Makom Patur, and then the people from the Rishus HaYachid pick it up for the Makom Patur. You can't keep going! So how come over here you can keep going? Answers the Gemara. There it was a Isser Doraisa. There was Rabim to Yachid. Answer the Gemara. Hasam Rishuyos Doraisa. The reason you can't go from Rabim to Mokum Patur and Mokum Patur to Yachid is because if you had gone straight from Rabim to Yachid, that would be an Isser Doraisa. But here, we're going Carmelis to Mokum Patur, Mokum Patur to Rishus HaYachid. Even to go straight from a Carmelis to Rishus HaYachid would have only been an Isser Derabanan. And therefore, perhaps Rabbi Yochanan permits. But the Gemara is going to turn around in a minute and say, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yochanan forbids it. Even going from Rishuyos to Rabbanan, he would forbid it. Ah, but first the Gemara says, Hasam Rishuyos to Raisa. Hacha Rishuyos to Rabbanan. Here we're only talking about going from a Carmelis to a Makom Patur. So, and then a Makom Patur to Rishus HaYachid. Even to go straight would only be an Issa to Rabbanan. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan permits it to stop in a Makom Patur along the way. To go from Rabim to Yochid to stop in a Makom Patur along the way, that's no good because that would have been a Doraisa. But to go from Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid stopping in a Makom Patur, that would be okay because even if you went straight, it would only be a Drabanim. So it's like a Gzeira L'Gzeira kind of a situation. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? You think Rabbi Yochanan permits going from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaYachid, which would via a Makom Patur, he permits that, stopping in a Makom Patur, because to go straight would have only been a Drabanan. I'll show you a case that where to go straight would have been an Issa Drabanan, and yet Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to stop in the middle of Makom Patur. We've had that case also before, by two Chatzeros to the wall in the middle. Let's hold cup. Let's remember that case very carefully. Here we go, asks the Gemara. V'har Rabbi Yochanan b'rishuyos d'rabbanan nami amar. I'll show you a case where Rabbi Yochanan said you're not allowed to stop in a Makom Patur, even between two rishuyos that had you gone straight would have only been an Issa d'rabbanan, namely two chatzeros, two neighboring chatzeros that didn't make an eruv together. V'har Rabbi Yochanan b'rishuyos d'rabbanan nami amar. Disnam, we learned in the Mishnah earlier, just a mere 11 blot ago, which feels like it was just yesterday, honestly. When you're learning Erevin, 11 blot flies like a few minutes. Disnam, we learned in the Mishnah. Kosel shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have a wall standing between two courtyards, gavo asar tefachim v'rochav arba. So if the wall is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, so it's a separate rishus. Ma'arvin shnayim ma'arvin echad. That's a gezunta wall, so it's two separate chaseros, no door. You're only allowed to make two separate eruvim, not one. Hoya barosho peros, if you had fruit on top of it. Elo olam mikan v'ochlin. So each chaser is allowed to walk on top of the wall and eat it only on top of the wall. Ve'elo mikan v'ochlin, but you're not allowed to bring it down because it's a separate rishus. Nifrat hakosel, if a breach develops in the wall, Ad eser amos, if the breach is less than 10 amos, so it's a nice door. So Marvin Steinman wrote some Marvin Echad. If they want to make, they can make two eruvin because you have a door. If you want to make one eruv, you can make one eruv. You have a nice door between them. Mipnei shu kepesach. Yoser mikan, if the breach is more than 10 amos, so then you have no wall. So Marvin Echad ve Marvin Stein. You can only make one eruv between the two of them. You can't make two eruvin. You have a breach larger than 10 amos. V'havinambo, we ask about this case. Ain bo arba mai. What about if the wall is less than 4 tefachim wide? What about if the wall is 10 tefachim high, but it's less than 4 tefachim wide? What about if the wall is less than 4 tefachim wide? Mai, what's the halacha? Omar Rav. So Rav says, it's not its own rishus. Avir shtei rishuyos shaletus bo. So now you have a case where it's no man's land, and you didn't make an eruv there. It's like a shared driveway. It's like a shared chatzer. Velo yazis bo kimelo nima. You're not allowed to carry anything in there. Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean? What's the problem? It's a makom patur. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Eilu malim mikan v'ochlin, ve'ilu malim mikan v'ochlin." Each one is allowed to take something from his own chatzer and bring it up there, and or take down from there. And the Gemara says, even though this is a case of where to carry from one to the other would be an issur d'rabbanan, he still says you're allowed to carry to the middle one. Va'az Rabbi Yochanan tamei. And Rabbi Yochanan is going according to his own reasoning, just like he said by Rishuyos d'oraisa. D'chiyasa Rav Dimi and Rabbi Yochanan, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Makom shein bo arba al arba. If you have a place that's less than 4x4, in between a Rishus HaRabbi and a Rishus HaYochid, Motel Lebnei Rishus HaRabbim v'Lebnei Rishus HaYochid l'kasev alavu v'vad shalo yachlifu. You're allowed to go from Rabbim to Makom Patur. And from and the people from the Rishus HaYochid can put their stuff down in Makom Patur. U'v'vad shalo yachlifu. But you're not allowed to go from one to the other. Ah, so what do you see from here? That just like Rabbi Yochanan says, you're not allowed to go from Rabim to Ptur, Ptur to Yachid, you're also not allowed to go from Chatzer to Makom Ptur, and Makom Ptur to Chatzer. Oh, I got to fix my dad. I just banged on the door. My dad fell off the table. So hang on a second. I got to get my dad back on the table. Hold on 1 second. Abaisai, we can't learn the Daf Yomi without my father. I mean, come on, no? The whole reason we're learning is because my father's here with us. We can't learn the Daf without my father. He falls off the table, we got to pick him up. If you got to pick up a Sefer Torah, I mean, Kal Vachomer, my father was a walking Sefer Torah. Okay, so says the Gemara. So you see here that Rabbi Yochanan makes no distinction. Just like you can't go from Rabim to Malkom Patur to Yachid, so too you can't go from Chatzer to Wall, which is a Makom Patur, and Makom Patur to the other Chatzer. Even they're both Durabanan. So how could you say before the Rabbi Yochanan was lenient, but of course it was only Durabanans? Answers the Gemara, you're right. It's a Machlokes, what Rabbi Yochanan held. Hahi, that case of the wall between two Chatzeros, Ze'iri Amara. That was said by a different one of Rabbi Yochanan's students. Ze'iri is the one who said that he would be machmir by two drabbanans. However, Rav Dimi, who was explaining the earlier brisa, by the case of the banks of the river, going from Carmelis to the banks, and the banks to the house, Rav Dimi would hold that Rav Yochanan would permit, since going straight from the Carmelis to the house would be only a drabbanan, he permits Carmelis to Makom Patur to Rabbanan. It's a machlokas what Rav Yochanan held. Ask the Gemara, what's Ze'iri going to do with the Braisa? That's the way we explained the Braisa before. Well, Ze'iri Kashyaha, but we had a Braisa that said you can't do that. Answers the Gemara, Ze'iri Mokimla, Ba'ama Samayim Gufa. Ze'iri will say that the Braisa goes like the first pshat we said earlier in the Braisa, which is that we're not talking about the width of the banks, we're talking about the width of the actual stream itself. And they're arguing about Viravdimi Tanaihi. He will say that this the Rabbi Yochanan said that you can't have a Karmelis less than four. That's actually a dispute between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Chachamim. That one of them says, you're right, you can't have a Karmelis less than four. It's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And the Chachamim say, no, you can't have a Karmelis less than three. But if it's three, it's a Karmelis. Asks the Gemara, side question. Okay, very nice. If Ze'iri says that the Bryce is talking about the width of the stream itself, and we say that if it's less than the size of a Carmelis, you are allowed to fill up, but it's right near a Carmelis. So just like we say Chorei Rishus HaRabim Ki Rishus HaRabim, you may remember from Masechet Shabbos, that a hole right near Rishus HaRabim has a thousand Rishus HaRabim. So we should say a stream right near a big lake of a Carmelis should also be like a Carmelis. V'tehevi ki Chorei Carmelis. Answer the Gemara. Two answers. Abaye Barovin, Rabchina Barovin, Damri Tavayu, Ein Chorin LaCarmelis. No. Chorei Rishus HaRabim is like a Rishus HaRabim, but Chorei Carmelis is not like a Carmelis. Ravashi Amrino, Afil Teimu Chorin LaCarmelis, Yesh Chorin LaCarmelis. Even if you say the holes of a karmas are like karmas, hani mili smucha, besmucha, hacha b'mufleges. Since it's so far away from the karmelis, so we don't apply the rule of chori karmelis ke karmelis. Now the Gemara is going to give a third explanation of that machlokas. You're going to love this one. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Chachamim, a third explanation of that brisa. Why does one say the wool was three and one says the thing was four? What was the thing? We had two pshatim. Either it meant the banks are three or the banks are four, or the actual width of the river itself was three or four. Now we have a third pshat. Ravin Amar, kigon da'ovid la nifke apuma. Listen to this. At the two entrances of the stream, where it comes into the chutz, it goes out, you made like a doorway on both sides. In the stream itself, you made a doorway and the opening, but you left an opening. So how large was the opening? It's going back to the old machlokas. What's lavud? Is lavud three or is lavud four? One opinion said the opening was less than three, then it's okay. And the other opinion says the opening is less than four because the question is, what's lavud? Oh, it's the old machlokas. And this is the old machlokas way back from Erev and Daf Tes. Oh my gosh, it's going back 70 days. Right? One opinion said lavud is less than three. And one opinion said lavud is less. So you have an entrance. So the question is, if the entrance has an opening of less than three, it's lavud. It's like it's closed. And the other one says, if the entrance is less than four together, so then it's considered lavud. That's the question. Is lavud three or is lavud four? We're always used to thinking love is for sure three. He says, no, one opinion says love is four. Good. Next Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah we already had. We already had this Mishnah. Oh, but we have some explanations. Gzuzstra, a porch. She lamalam and amayim. It's above a lake. Ein mamalim and b'shabbos. So even if you bore a hole 4x4 in the gzuzstra, you're not allowed to take water out of this. This is going against that chiddush of Chananya, we'll see. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya. Elam kein asula mechitza gavo asar tochem. No, you need to make on all four sides of the wall, also four sides of the hole, you need a mechitza of 10 tvachim. Bein milamala, bein milamata. Whether above the hole or below the hole. That's the way Rashi learns. The Ritva and the Rashba learn it means, bein milamala means below the hole but above the stream, and milamata means down in the stream, like we said earlier by the case of the pit. Machlokas Rashi against the Rashba and the Ritva. Right? Look at Tosus. Bottom right Tosus. Bein milamala, bein milamata. Mitoch per ha-kutz mashal de lamala hain lamala min ha-gzustra, lamata lamata min ha-gzustra. V'lo ratzu l'farish ha-kol tachas ha-gzustra, ke lamala lamata le'a, like we saw by the bor, gabi bor, mishim de nekev osi dala dala, v'osu mechitz asav ha-nekev, v'afi lamala have a heker. Right, the question is whether or not it's a heker. If the walls are above the hole, is that good enough? Is that a good enough heker? So, says the Mishnah, v'chein shtei gzustros zu lamala mizu, or if you have two porches, one above the other. Va'asul el-yona va'asul tachtona. The upper one made a hole, but the lower one didn't. And they both used the upper hole. Shtein asur esachi arva. We saw this many times already in Masechta. They're both asur until you make an eruv, because now they're both using the same hole. So shtein asur esachi arva. Says the Gemara, masnisin de lo kechanani ben Akavya. Obviously, this Mishnah is against Chanani ben Akavya. Masnisin de lo kechanani ben Akavya. The Mishnah is against Chanani ben Akavya. The Sadi we learned in the Braisa. Chanani ben Akavya Omer, Chanani ben Akavya says, Gzustra sheish ba arba al arba amos, chokek ba arba al arba umamale. Chanani ben Akavya said the tremendous chiddush that you just make a hole 4x4, you don't need walls at all. You just wrap the walls around and you have these imaginary walls that wrap around. So he said you can have imaginary walls. You don't actually have to have real walls. You could just imaginarily wrap the balcony around it. I'm Rabbi Yochum Shabbos Ben Zirmia. Lo hit Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya, elo b'yama shel tveri hovi yesh the ogen and vayoros ha-kapivis ma-kivin al-say. He says, no. Chanan ben Akavya only was a local chiddush for the Kinneret. Because there you already have high banks and you have cities on the side of it and you have walls on the side of it. So that's how they permitted it. Abo b'shar me muslo. But by other bodies of water, so he's not matir. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in a braisa, just a little bit more. Tan Rabban, Shlosh Dvarim Hitra Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya Lanche Tveria. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya permitted three things to the people of Tveria. Memal and Maimi Gzustra B'Shabbos. He had this crazy heter with the wacky porch that he allowed you to wrap around. Vitomnin Ba'otze. He said you are allowed to You're allowed to use this the psoles of kitnios, these straw, wet straw, even though you would think it's muksha lekabel tumah. We'll see in a minute. Umistabkin ba'alontis, and he allowed you to go to the bathhouse and dry yourself off with a towel on Shabbos. Unbelievable. We already talked about his crazy chiddush about the porch. The tomnim ba'atzamayi desanya hishkim lavi psoles. If you wake up early in the morning to bring the wet tavua to in order to fridge your fruit, im bishvil sheyesha lav tal. If you like it that it's moist, you like the moisture, so then it's a problem. It's mekabel tumah because you see you like the water. Hareyu b'chiyutan. If you went early in the morning, not because it's moist, you just didn't want to waste the boss's time at work. You didn't want to miss work, so that's why you went early in the morning. So you're not interested in the wetness. Stam, and if you do it minas stam, so then anche tveria kimisha lo yivatim alachta dami. They all worked all day long, so that's why they went early, not because of the water. Umistab kibalontis mahi. What's the case of using a towel? The sanya mistabik adam balontis. We learned in a brisa, you're allowed to use a towel when you take a bath on Shabbos and you're not having cold water. Umanicha b'chalon, you're not allowed to carry it through the town. You're allowed to just leave it in the wall of the merchatz. V'lo yimserena lo uluyirin. Don't give it to the bathhouse attendants because we're choshe, they're going to squeeze it. V'nei shechashut na lo sadavar, they're going to squeeze it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afim v'yib yadol os lo tok beso. Even allowed to carry it if there's an Erev. You're even allowed to carry it through the city. We're not worried. Or on Yontif, right? On Yontif, you're allowed to carry. So therefore, even without an air, but you're even allowed to carry through the city. We're not worried that you don't have to leave it in the window. We're not worried you're going to squeeze it on Shabbos or Yontif. We're not worried, so you permit that. Okay, gentlemen, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Have a good day, Rabbi.
Rabbeinu, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
My great pleasure.
Have a great day. Turn on some heat.
Thank you for coming. Without you, I would no one to say this year to.